views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. Welcome to the show. And for those of you who might want to give me a call regarding your health, wellness, and longevity, our lines are open. Our priority line here is 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080, or toll free 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. Well, for those of you who don't know me, I am a retired Air Force nurse. I'm a practicing registered nurse. I still practice a couple of days a month. The thing that makes my nursing background a little different from many is I spent several years doing specialized nutritional support, and during that time, I took care of people who could no longer eat by mouth. So these people had to get all their nutrition from the intravenous route. So we had to give them all their minerals and vitamins and everything through an IV line as their gastrointestinal systems no longer worked for whatever reason. Well, during that time, I learned firsthand of the horrible manifestations of mineral and vitamin deficiency diseases because these people who were not getting any food or nutrition through the normal route were developing many of these mineral and vitamin deficiency diseases. So when I first heard Dr. Wallach's tape, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, several years ago, I immediately got excited because I knew that the things that he was saying on that tape were absolutely true. I had seen these manifestations in these patients in the hospital setting. So I immediately got on board with Dr. Wallach at that time, and I've been working very closely with him since that time. I'm delighted to be sitting in for him on the show today. And again, if you'd like to give me a call, our priority line here is 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Or toll-free, 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. Well, I'm sure you know that some very exciting news, according to the people writing the articles, came down the pike this week. And it's the news around Crestor. Now, as most of you know, Crestor is one of those drugs, a statin drug, that is supposed to lower cholesterol. And certainly Crestor has been popularized in the recent past. There are some very interesting commercials on TV about Crestor. And this new data that's out and this new study that's been released has indicated that Crestor is one of the most wonderful things that we can do in an effort to reduce major cardiovascular events. Now, in the studies that have been done, and you have to know that the studies that have been done have not been done by an independent group. They've been done by, guess who, the promoters of Crestor, okay? So these studies have been done, and that would make me guess that perhaps there was a bit of a slant toward making sure that it was indeed a very wonderful drug to be prescribed. Now, some of the results have shown that people who have taken this drug actually have reduced their risk of heart attack, reduced the risk of stroke by nearly half in some situations. The study also says that the risk of heart attack itself was cut by more than one half. The risk of stroke was cut by nearly a half, 48%. Total mortality was significantly reduced by 20%. Well, when you look at that on the surface, it's like, oh, well, let's just run out quick and get some Crestor, I'm going to reduce my risk of cardiovascular disease. Well, for those of you who've listened to Dr. Wallach for a while and who've listened to the show for a while, recognize that the end-all, be-all is not a statin drug, and cholesterol does not cause heart disease. We know that elevated cholesterol is not the cause of heart disease. The other thing, though, that is startling when we look at these statistics and look at this information, it may make you think that going out and getting Crestor would be a wonderful approach to prevent cardiovascular problems, But one of the things that is not discussed at great length in any of these studies is the fact that these statin drugs, and especially this Crestor, has the potential for increasing your blood sugar and increasing your blood sugar significantly and actually causing a condition called diabetes. Now, in my opinion, if I were going to be taking a drug, first of all, if I had to be prescribed a drug, it would have to be for real good reason, mostly because I am a believer that so many of these drugs, so many of these pharmaceuticals are exactly that. They're drugs, they're poisons, they're chemicals, and they go about correcting things in my body and affecting a change in my body in a much different way than all-natural approach. An all-natural approach using minerals, vitamins, essential fatty acids, antioxidants, those things that I know are beneficial. So I would be hard-pressed to take a drug to start with. But if I were going to be taking a drug to prevent some type of cardiovascular disease, I would not want to be taking a drug that would in turn give me another disease to have to contend with. And yet so many of those drugs, so many of the pharmaceuticals that we have on the market today do exactly that. A person will go in, their doctor will prescribe for them a drug, they'll start taking this drug, and lo and behold, within 30 days, 60 days, they start to develop other symptoms that are associated with other medical conditions, and guess what? The doctor has another drug. Another drug can treat that second condition. And then you now have the combination of two of these pharmaceuticals working together in the body, and some may potentiate the others, some may negate the others, but you've got two drugs now working in the body, and lo and behold, before you know it, you now have symptoms of yet a third disorder. And that's how we have a situation where some people get up in the morning and take as many as 14 drugs every morning, and then they turn around and repeat the process and take the same 14 drugs every night before they go to bed, except when they go to bed, they add a couple more. So instead of taking 14, they're taking more than 14 at night when they go to bed. Now, you can talk to me all day long, but you'll never convince me that the human organism can feel good, can feel healthy, can feel well at any point in time after taking all those pharmaceuticals. So I'm not as excited as some of these other people about Crestor. What about you? We'll talk about these things and more when we return in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in for Dr. Wallach. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
And if you'd like to talk to Nurse Joanne today, give us a call at 831-685-1080 or try us on the toll-free number at 888-379-2552. Lines open.
Greetings, everyone. Judy DeVilbiss here. What do you think of when you hear the words tangy tangerine? Well, I think of like a sweet, tangy tasting something. Well, what I'm referring to is the Ultimate Tangy Tangerine. It's a fantastic product. It has everything you need, and a great benefit is it's very, very delicious. It's very easy to drink. I've suggested it even to youngsters. Even children like it. Even little guys. Even little girls. They come right into my office. Their parents can't get them to take those chewables. And besides that, they're not as good as Tangy Tangerine. And I give them a little taste of that, and you know something? They're pleased as punch. So, if it's good for a child and it tastes delicious, why not you? There's no excuse not to take a vitamin when it tastes as good as that does. So how about it? Tangy Tangerine should be the answer to all of your nutritional program problems.
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Dr. o'clock any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
Welcome back. This is the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. And again, those numbers, if you'd like to give me a call here, the priority line is 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Or toll free, 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. And just to finish my thought before we go to Pearls of Wisdom, Doug, the one thing about this most recent study that I find interesting is that drug companies now tell us that normally healthy people should now start to take these statin drugs and should now especially take Crestor, even if they have low to normal cholesterol levels. And it's because it's felt that this Crestor actually reduces C-reactive protein. That's a blood marker that is actually a marker for inflammation in the blood. And if we reduce that C-reactive protein, that means we're reducing inflammation, and this claim would expand the use of statin drugs to millions more Americans, reeling in billions more dollars for the makers of Crestor. How about that? All right, Doug, Pearls of Wisdom, what do you have for me today?
I've got a good story on eating and diet and that kind of thing. I actually wanted to add a little bit to what you were talking about. I read that same study, and what they're estimating is it will add about 10 million more people to their rolls of people. And I do know that at one point my father was taking Crestor, and I believe that prescription ran about $100 a month. So you start doing the numbers on that, and oh boy, there you go.
Oh yeah, when you look at it, it's about $3.45 a day, or about $1,200 or $1,300 a year.
Well, what I found interesting too was that the fact that, you know, this is they've for years tried to link cholesterol levels to heart disease, and now they're telling us that even if you have good cholesterol levels, that you still have a risk for heart disease. Well, then that to me says that if you just use deductive reasoning, that maybe cholesterol doesn't have anything to do with heart disease.
Gee, you think,
yeah. I wanted to talk a little bit about a story that I found on CNN where the headline is Why Family Meals Matter. You know, for years, I know when I was a kid growing up in the 60s that we ate dinner as a family unless my father was late coming home from work, but generally we held on till he got there, and if not, there was a certain sort of cutoff point. I believe it was 5:30, and we'd go ahead and eat. You know, my sister and my mother and I all ate together 90% of our meals.
And Mom had dinner ready for Dad, and dinner was on the table at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock sharp, like clockwork. And it's interesting that, you know, in the 70s and the 80s, and it seemed that families sort of went away from that. And a lot of that with the advent of more women going into the workforce, and so Mom wasn't home to make the meal, and she was stuck in traffic somewhere. And now they're finding, according to a Dawn Jackson Blattner, she's an RD and LDN spokesperson for the American Dietetic Association, she says families who eat together have healthier, more balanced diets. So they say that making a family mealtime a priority actually improves your physical health and also contributes to the overall well-being and mental health. And they actually did a study at Columbia University back in 07 where they asked 1,500 teens and parents and found that about 59% of teens actually ate dinner with their families at least 5 nights a week, and that is an actual 12% increase over the last decade. They say adolescents eat 65% of their meals at home. And that was all published in the Journal of American Dietetic Association, and that was their study from 06. And a 06 Harris Interactive poll found that about 93% of family meals are still actually cooked at home. And they found that they did another study in 2000 at Harvard Medical School and found that was with 16,000 boys and girls aged 9 to 14. And they found that those who had frequent meals with their families ate more fruits and vegetables, less fried foods, less saturated fat and trans fats, also consumed more calcium, more iron, folate, fiber, vitamin C, E, B6, and B12. So basically, I guess eating at home with mom and dad is healthy after all, even if you have to maybe talk about what happened in school that day.
Well, how about that? You know, and part of the reason, I'm sure, is because when mom fixes a meal and puts forth the effort to put a meal on the table, it generally is comprised of those things like fresh vegetables and fruits and things like that. If you're not sitting down eating together, chances are each one of you is snatching something different, and many times those things that are being snatched to quickly prepare a meal get thrown in the microwave, and they're nothing more than those boxed or packaged meals which are loaded with all the garbage. We're going to talk a little bit more about this when we return in just a minute. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. Stay with us. We'll be back after the break.
And we do have some open lines. If you'd like to talk to Nurse Joanne Conaway today, call us on the toll-free line at 888-379-2552 or on the priority line at 831-685-1080. Lines open.
Hello, Judy DeVilbiss here. If I could only afford to get one product out of everything, that product would be the Ultimate Classic. It has the vitamins, the minerals, the bioflavonoids, it even has grapeseed extract. The one product that would give you just about everything under the sun you would need for a perfect nutritional program would be the Ultimate Classic. By the way, people that are on the go, it's very, very hard to take the liquids with them when they go on their trip to get their supplements in every day. Well, you know something? You can use the Ultimate Daily Tablets and the Mineral Capsules. When I'm going on a trip, if I have enough room, I just take the two bottles with me. If not, just use a little baggie and take a couple of daily doses with you. It's very simple. It's very easy. There's no mess, no fuss, no refrigeration. Just take your capsules, take your tablets, and you're finished for the day.
To order these products, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you're interested in a colon cleanse, blood cleanse, liver cleanse, you know, in the classical herbal way, you want to ask your Youngevity associate for Herbal Rainforest. Herbal Rainforest has 16 herbs, 16 cleansing herbs, classic cleansing herbs, and 77 plant minerals. That's right, and these are all organic. It doesn't get any better than that. In your busy day, and you're around all these toxins out there, in your workplace, on the way home, going to work, in your food, in the air, in the water, you need Herbal Rainforest. I guarantee you, it will give you a cleanse. You can control the dose. It's a liquid. It tastes good. It doesn't get any better than this. A colon that's happy makes you happy. Nothing better than a happy colon. Herbal Rainforest. Clean it out.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Youngevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc's onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. And, again, we still have open lines. If you'd like to give me a call here, the priority line is 831-685-1080 or toll-free, 888-379-2552. Okay, Doug, let's go back to Pearls of Wisdom for a few minutes.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, does your family eat together every night?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I suspected as much. Even
every
with all the ball games and everything, huh?
Yeah, the only problem is sometimes we eat later than we normally should because of all the soccer games and the ball games and all that, but we eat together as a family every night.
Just stop on the way home from the game and grab a pizza?
No, we don't do that. No. I generally, you know, and I've become a real fan of the crock pot. And now that we have the Suzanne Summers line and her simmer sauces and her salt rubs, oh my goodness. I make some of the best meals in the crock pot, and they're waiting for us when we get home, no matter what time of day that is.
Yeah, I actually, to be quite honest, I cooked a roast in a crock pot yesterday. So, and it is nice, especially myself being a single person, that I can throw that in the morning before I come in to do a morning show on a radio station. And when I get home, put it on the lowest setting, and there I've got a nice hot meal when I get home instead of having to cook something after working all day. So it's nice. I actually found another sort of food-related or diet-related story, and this one was a Reuters news story. It was a study of 120 children, and they basically set up sort of a like a play grocery store situation, and found that even two-year-olds tend to mirror their parents' usual food choices. Children, they were stocked up on sweets and sugary snacks and salty things in general, and it's because that was the types of items that their parents were buying. And this was actually reported in the Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine, and they say that even at a very young age, children do not indiscriminately reach for candy. Given the chance, instead, they seem to already have been forming food preferences, potentially ones that will last their lifetime. And the study was actually led by a Dr. Lisa A. Sutherland of Dartmouth Medical School. And they found that the data suggests that children begin to assimilate and mimic their parents' food choices at a very young age. And what they did with these kids that were 2 to 6 years old, gave them this play grocery store, and they said they could buy anything they wanted out of 133 items. The healthier foods included things like fruits and vegetables, whole grain cereals, bread, milk, and the less healthy foods, of course, were desserts and candies and potato chips and soda pop and sugary cereals and things like that. And the parents then filled out questionnaires and about specific foods and beverages and what they bought, and it tended to mimic what the children then chose. Now, they found that most kids did pick a few of these salty, sugary things, but for the most part, those that ate healthy at home tended to choose the more healthy foods. I thought that was interesting that at such a young age, who would have thought that the kids were already starting to figure things out like that?
Well, you know, it's interesting too, Doug. If kids don't get it at home, they don't know what it is, they don't realize what it is, and they're not wanting to have it. You know, it's these poor kids that get started on these diets that have Pop-Tarts and toaster waffles for breakfast and things like that, and then you try to fix them fried eggs, and they're like, what is that? They don't know how to eat healthy. They can't eat healthy. Their bodies are so in tune to the sweet and will crave the sweets and will crave the unhealthy foods. And that's why you've got to start them at a very young age. They've got to know from day one, these are the healthy foods. And a lot of kids, you know, I have one child in particular who comes over here for parties, never has had soft drinks, doesn't know what one tastes like. When he tried it, he didn't like it. And it's because he's never had them in his house. Which is, that's the way you raise children. Raise them to eat healthy by not having those unhealthy things in the house.
Yeah, I think I was probably about 10 years old before I ever had my first soda pop.
And it makes a difference. Okay, you're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few minutes after these messages.
And we do have some open lines. Call us on the toll-free line at 888-379-2552. Lines open.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 831-429-4444. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up
with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network. Network.
You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. And I'd like to go to callers if we could, Doug.
We certainly can. Let's head to Flagstaff, Arizona. And Kelly, you're on with Nurse Joanne Conaway.
Hi, Kelly. Welcome.
Thank you.
How may I help you?
Yeah, I have a couple questions. I am pregnant. I'm wondering, can I continue to take EFAs, selenium,
tangerine.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Or should I stop that?
Absolutely, you should not stop that. Okay? Because you need that nutrition not only for yourself, but you need it now for your baby as well. And, in fact, that's one of the things that we know to be true about pregnancy is when we look at studies overall, moms should actually be taking these things before they get pregnant, and then they will have a much healthier pregnancy and ultimately a much healthier baby. Now, it sounds to me like you probably were taking the products before you got pregnant.
Yes.
Okay, just keep on taking them.
Okay,
how much of the selenium do you take every day?
One a day.
Selenium's a good antioxidant, okay. And there's no reason you should stop any of those things.
Okay, another question. For aging, wrinkles. Is there a mineral, you could be deficient, I know, in a lot of things, but is there anything you can take for that? I know you guys have a lot of skin products like, you know, lotions and whatnot, creams.
Well, what I always recommend for people, if they're worried about wrinkles and worried about the way their body looks on the outside, anytime we talk about aging, one of the first things that we want to talk about is antioxidants. And in our product line, we have several products that are great antioxidant products. And one of the ones in particular is the Phenomenal. And the reason I say the Phenomenal is because I have to tell you from personal experience, since I have started taking that product, I have noticed myself that my skin looks and feels younger to me. So, again, you know, aging and what happens to the skin through aging is oftentimes related to free radical damage. And if we can take good antioxidants to help clean up all those free radicals on the inside, we may well see a significant difference on the outside as well.
Okay. Okay. So is that a pill form? Is that?
No, the Phenomenal is a liquid.
Liquid, okay.
Yep.
So how many times a day?
I usually take, I add it to a regimen, and I take a lot of things, okay? Mm-hmm. But I add it to my regimen, and I usually take somewhere between a half an ounce and an ounce twice a day.
Okay.
And again, it's loaded with good antioxidants. And the other thing is you're taking the selenium, and we know that the selenium is very important for keeping those collagen fibers and everything elastic. So that will help, too, as well as, you know, the other things that you're taking with respect to the sagging and the wrinkles and things like that that you don't want.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and good luck with that pregnancy. Is this your first?
Thank you. No, it's number four.
Ah, number four. Well, okay, good luck.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, Kelly, thank you for the call.
Uh-huh, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, who else do we have, Doug?
I wanted to ask you on that whole question of aging and the wrinkles and all. We've had a person that's filled in on the show at times who's kind of a skin expert, and he often recommends the essential fatty acids for skin. As he says, if you have dry skin, that is a sign that you have a deficiency in that.
Oh, absolutely.
Would that also probably apply to this situation as well?
Well, sure. It, you know, certainly essential fatty acids are necessary. And, you know, she's taking the 90 essential nutrients. So I'm not too concerned about her essential fatty acids, and that's why I chose to answer the question the way I did. But if you're looking at someone who's starting out brand new, who's never taken the products before, definitely, if you're trying to get rid of wrinkles, one of the things you want to think about is the essential fatty acids, because we know that wrinkles certainly tend to be a little bit more prominent if we have dry skin, and if we have the type of skin that dries out easily, especially in the wintertime. For people who live in the part of the country where we start to have cold air, dry air, need humidifiers in the house, our skin will dry out even more readily than someone who lives in an environment where we have humidity. So certainly essential fats are necessary to make sure that the skin stays supple.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. And I'd like to go right back to callers if we could, Doug.
We certainly can. Let's head to Aptos, California. And Joan, you're on with Nurse Joanne Conaway.
Hi, Joan. Welcome.
Hi, Joanne. I want to thank you for mentioning that about Crestor causing a rise in blood sugar and eventually diabetes. I've had a couple of doctors recommend I take statins, and I've always gut level just felt like I had to refuse. To hear that really confirms my feeling.
Well, I don't think, you know, personally, I don't think any of the statin drugs are healthy drugs. There's so much research that has shown that they really are not healthy and not, you know, they don't, first of all, they lower cholesterol, and in many situations, doctors are prescribing them to patients who already have a relatively low cholesterol. And we know that elevated cholesterol is not the cause of heart disease. That's not the problem. What we need to do is we need to start treating what is the actual cause, not elevated cholesterol. So,
well, I really appreciate it. But my question today, I really wanted to ask you about Neurontin. I've been diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy, and I'm in the 20% of people that they don't know what's caused it, possibly leaky mercury fillings 30 years ago that I had removed. But I'm wondering if there's anything else that I can be doing instead of Neurontin.
Okay, well, do you take any of the Youngevity products at all?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, definitely what we find is, especially with any type of a neuropathy, we usually see very, very good results with people taking our products. So when you and I are finished, I want you to hang on the line, and we'll put you in touch with someone who can tell you more about the products and certainly help you get the products. But what I would recommend, the first thing that I would recommend is that you start, of course, on the baseline 90 essentials. And when I say the 90 essential nutrients, the person that you'll be talking to will know exactly what I'm talking about. But how much do you weigh?
A lot.
Okay. Well, if you weigh a lot, then I would say we need to start with a minimum of 2 ounces a day of the liquid multiple. Now, the person on the other end of the phone is going to be recommending one of several different multiples. But when I say a liquid multiple, it's going to be a multiple vitamin, mineral, essential amino acid, and antioxidant complex. And the one that I use is the product called Ultra Body Toddy with Cell Shield. That Ultra Body Toddy has, again, minerals and trace minerals. It also has the vitamins. It has, actually, I believe it's over 120 different nutrients in that one bottle. And I would say take 2 ounces a day of that. The other really important thing with neuropathy is the essential fatty acids. And my recommendation for the essential fatty acids, if you're a heavy person, then I would say you need to take a minimum of 12 of the essential fatty acids every day. And I would make sure that you're getting a combination of the EFA and the EFA+. Now, the other thing that I think is critically important anytime we're talking about any type of a neuropathy situation is the calcium. And we have a wonderful liquid calcium product. And that liquid calcium product, I recommend people start taking 2 ounces a day. And when I say 2 ounces a day, it's better to split it up. And with the calcium, what we find is a lot of people see a lot of benefit if we take it 1/2 ounce in the morning, 1/2 ounce in the afternoon, early evening, and then 1 ounce at bedtime. Now, the other thing that's going to be important for you is making sure that your body absorbs all of these things. Do you still have your gallbladder?
Yes.
Okay. Then you probably have pretty decent gallbladder function, but I still recommend the ultimate enzymes. The ultimate enzymes are going to help to make sure that your body is absorbing these products properly. So 2 of those enzymes before each of your 2 largest meals is what I normally recommend. And then I'd like to see you get started on the Flora program. Now, the other thing that I think about when you talk to me about the fact that your doctor had said something about your statin drugs, how high is your cholesterol?
It varies, but it's around 230.
Okay. Then, you know, 230, in my opinion, is not a concerning cholesterol. To a doctor, it may be frightening and concerning, but in my opinion, it's not. You need to make sure that you've got adequate amounts of cholesterol circulating in the blood, because there are a lot of other jobs that get done and taken care of by cholesterol in the body. If you start taking the cholesterol out of your diet, or you start artificially lowering the cholesterol using a statin drug, then those other jobs that get done in the body, like hormone production, for example, they're going to continue to be done, and the body will get the cholesterol from the most readily available source in the body, which happens to be the brain. So as we start to pull cholesterol from the brain to do the other jobs that need to be done, then we start having problems with dementia and forgetfulness and ultimately Alzheimer's. So certainly we don't want to set ourselves up for that situation. So back to what I was starting to say with respect to digesting and making sure all of these things are used properly in the body. Anytime we start someone on a program, I like to have them do what I call the Flora program. And the Flora program is a program where I have you take large doses of probiotics for a period of 10 days, and that's just to make sure that you're getting lots of probiotics in your system. Probiotics are necessary to balance the healthy and unhealthy bacteria in the gastrointestinal system, which ultimately helps with our overall immunity. So when I say the Flora program, I recommend the Flora FX, 8 capsules in the morning, and the Nightly Essence, 4 capsules at night. All of these should be taken on an empty stomach, so you want to make sure first thing in the morning, at least an hour before anything else, and then last thing at night, at least 2 hours after you eat, and at least an hour after you have anything to drink. Okay. So that's Flora FX, 8 in the morning, and Nightly Essence, 4 at night. And you're going to do that for 5 days.
Okay.
And then you're going to cut those doses in half and do it again for another 5 days. Now, that's going to help to encourage that healthy bacteria in the small intestine, which is going to help to stimulate improved immune function. And it's also going to help your body to readily absorb all of the other products that I have just recommended. Now, the other thing is a good antioxidant product, and we have several in the line. The first one that I always think about whenever we're talking about a neuropathy condition is our selenium product. And our ultimate selenium, I usually say 2 capsules morning, noon, and night for at least the first couple weeks getting started, and then you can back down and 2 capsules in the morning, 2 capsules in the evening.
Okay.
And then the Cocogevity. Do you like chocolate?
Not that much, but I'm
not
okay with it.
Okay. Well, we have Cocogevity, which is a great antioxidant product. But if you're not particularly fond of chocolate, we also have a product called Phenomenal. And the Phenomenal is a blend of fruits and berries and those juices that we know are potent antioxidants. And those are terribly important for anyone who is struggling with any condition at all, because what we want to do is we want to make sure that we're cleaning up as many of the toxins as we can and getting as many of those free radicals out of the system as we possibly can. So a good antioxidant product would certainly be in order. And then the other thing that you might want to talk to them about is the 5-day fasting cleanse program, and they can explain to you what the 5-day fasting cleanse program is all about. But, again, it's a program that will clean out the gastrointestinal system, and it also help the body to detoxify. And if we can get a lot of toxins, you know, you mentioned the mercury fillings, and if we can get those toxins out of your system, you're going to be that much better. And many of those toxins linger for a long time in the cells and in the tissues, and a good detox will help remove them. And then, of course, you want to make sure you're taking the minerals. The minerals are critically important. Again, our colloidal minerals are very beneficial because they will take the metallic form of mercury and help to neutralize that metallic form of mercury and get that out of your system as well. So make sure you get the minerals on top of everything else that I've talked about. And thank you so much, Joan, for the call. Let us know how you're doing. Give us a call back in about 30, 45 days and let us know how you're doing. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
And we do have some open lines. If you'd like to talk to Nurse Joanne Conaway today, call us toll-free at 888-379-2552 or on the priority line at 831-685-1080. Lines open, no waiting.
Hi. Judy DeVilbiss again. I almost forgot to talk to you about one of my very, very, very favorite products from Youngevity Company. It's called Osteomag. Osteomag is a wonderful magnesium supplement. And you know, magnesium is so very important for so darn many things in your body, especially your heart. But it's also good with your calcium drink. It's just a yummy thing. It's a good thing to take. I take mine every night before bed. And it also gets all of your insides starting to move around and, you know, the next day you get to eliminate it all, if you get my drift. If you want to go into real personal behavior, give us a call because we want to talk to you about those things, because those things that are moving in there are one of the most important things in your life. Let's get it moving. Let's get it. Let's just get OsteoMed.
For more information on this product, call your local Youngevity associate today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. And I'd like to go back to callers, if we could, Doug.
We certainly can. Let's head to New York, and Bernie, you're on with Nurse Joanne Conaway.
Well, hi, Bernie. Welcome.
Hi, Joanne. I got a question for you. I had a phone call this morning, and someone says they know someone that's 11 years old, and they got Tourette's syndrome.
Okay.
What can you maybe tell us about it, and what might be helpful for it?
Well, you know, Tourette's syndrome, it's interesting. I used to have a foster child, and he had the diagnosis of Tourette's syndrome. And with Tourette's syndrome, one of the things that is most frustrating about that particular condition is these kiddos have what we call tics, and they'll have this jerking motion with their head, and when they try to get a statement across to you, sometimes they can't get the words out, and they've got this tick going on, this jerking of the head and trying to say the words, and sometimes it gets really frustrating for people who don't have much patience with kids with Tourette's syndrome. But what we learned working with him, and of course it was a struggle, he was a foster child, and of course he was under the medical community's long list of drugs and medications that they wanted him to take for his Tourette's syndrome. And I, working from the other perspective, would go head-to-head with his doctor whenever we'd take him in for a visit because I felt that there was a much better way. And interestingly enough, while he was with us, we got him off most of his medications for his Tourette's, and he did much, much better. What do we do with kids that have Tourette's? Well, it's not too much unlike what we should do with all of our children. And by that I mean you want to make sure that they're eating healthy foods, and they're not eating a lot of garbage. You definitely want to make sure that they're not getting things like aspartame. You want to make sure they're not getting things like MSG. Make sure that they're not getting any of the artificial colors in foods. And, you know, if the Tourette syndrome child has been brought up in a household where we eat lots of fresh fruits and vegetables and a lean quality protein and don't have much junk food, then we do okay. But if you have a Tourette's who has been brought up in a household where you do have snacks and you do have junk food and you do drink those drinks that have the artificial colorings and everything in them, it's a really tough thing and it's a real struggle with these kids to try to get them off those kinds of foods. But certainly all of those things that are artificial, we need to stay away from. We certainly also need to make sure that we stay away from foods that are high in sugar. But what I will tell you is these kids usually do very, very well if we get them on a program where they're taking the baseline 90 essential nutrients, and I know you know what I mean when I say that.
Mm-hmm.
The baseline 90 essential nutrients, lots of the essential fatty acids, and depending upon, you said the child's 11, depending upon whether or not the child takes capsules well or not. I know what we did for our little guy when he was here was he took the Beyond Juice every day. He also took the enzymes with his meals. We also did for him, we did the Flora program for him, and that seemed to make a real big difference initially and really seemed to help us out. You know, after listening to me talk so many times, that the Flora program is so critically important for so many things, and the reason is because it helps to boost the overall immunity, and the body just seems to work better when we've done the Flora program. So if you can get them to do the Flora program, certainly kick off doing the Flora program, that would be great. But lots of essential fatty acids, certainly the liquid multiple, I would say either the kids' toddy or the tangy tangerine would be good. Both of those have lots of the B vitamins, which we find are very necessary in these kiddos. And I also want to make sure that he's getting, again, lots of the essential fatty acids. And I would do a combination of the EFA or the EFA Plus and even a couple of the Smart FX. I would definitely throw a couple of the Smart FX into the mix because, again, that's a very beneficial way to get them the essential fatty acids. Those essential fatty acids really seem to help just about as much as anything. So certainly the minerals, the vitamins, the essential fatty acids, and then your enzymes, your antioxidants, and your probiotics. And I think if you take all of those bad things out of the diet, they'll make a big difference. Well, I hear that music in the background signaling the end of another Dead Doctors Don't Lie show. Thank you so much for being with me today. Thank you, Doug, and everyone working so hard in the background. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops that continue to work so hard, and God bless America. Thanks so much for listening, and so long for now.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.